Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Bill Treasurer being back on the show. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the Chief Encouragement Officer over at Giant Leap Consulting, and it's a leadership development and organizational development firm that he has there. He's the author of a number of books, including his new book, which I'm very excited about for him, Leaders Open Doors. He's our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, there's no finer way to spend a Thursday morning than with you, buddy.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Okay, Leaders Open Doors. And this is kind of like Leaders with an Open Door Policy, but it's actually more than that, isn't it?
It really is. It was born from a conversation that I had with my 5-year-old son. He got to be the class leader for the day at the Montessori school in Asheville where we live. And I asked him, I said, well, what'd you get to do as class leader? And he said, you know what? I got to open doors for people. And I started thinking about that and all the leaders who had made a difference in my life, the people who believed in my potential before I believed in it myself, the people who gave me a shot, who helped me prove myself to myself, and the people who held me accountable to my potential until I lived into it and up to it. And they were all people who had opened doors for me along the way. So I turned that into a book, Leaders Open Doors, and it's doing quite well.
So I'm sure it is. Of course, we've talked about it on the show in the past. We launched it on the show a while back. But yeah. Talk to us about how this plays out in real life.
Well, just think about, I ask my readers and I ask your listeners to think about a leader in their own life who they greatly admire. And don't pick somebody on the world stage. Pick somebody who has influenced you, somebody that you got to sort of be led by.
And no degrees of separation between you and them, right?
Exactly. Jim, my experience has been we're always looking for leaders like on the world stage and in newspapers. And, you know, how many times do we have to hear about Steve Jobs? I mean, at some point, we have to look into our own communities, in our own neighborhoods, in our own schools, and the people who actually led us right here. You know, I'm such a promoter of what I call local leadership. We got to stop looking outside, because we expect so much of people in the newspapers. But there are really good examples of leaders in your own communities if you just, you know, pay attention. And the first place to start are the leaders who have actually impacted you along the way. You know, and so I thought it might be interesting to think about that even for your own life, Jim, and my own life, and you know, broaden that to listeners.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I'll give you an example.
Give us an example.
So when I was, as you know, before I started my business, Giant Leap Consulting, and before I wrote my books, I worked at a company called Accenture. And Accenture is one of the largest management consulting companies in the world. There's some 125,000 people that work for the company. And I worked for a very powerful partner who was basically in charge of the entire country, the communications effort for the country, but also in charge of the Southeast region. And his name was Heinz Brannen. And Heinz was somebody who, he saw that I had potential. He saw that I could be somebody who could communicate pretty well. And here I was, I wasn't even in management yet. I was just a consultant, if you will. And he had known that I had done a bunch of team-building programs for different teams. And he came to me one day and he had a conversation. He said, hey, listen, I'd like you to come to my office on Friday. I've got an idea I want to talk to you about. And I really didn't know him. I was sort of in awe of him and a little intimidated by the fact of his stature in the company. And as I got to talk to him, it became evident that he wanted somebody to be his chief of staff. He was running the largest engagement in the history of Accenture at the time, 2,000 people, the engagement. And he wanted somebody to be somebody who could be his liaison, somebody who could go to the different departments and get reports generated for him, to be his right-hand person. And he plucked me from, you know, the bowels of the organization and to get to work side by side with him. Now, I didn't have actual, you know, quote, power, unquote, but I got to go to his meetings, and then I got to facilitate his meetings, and then people started to, I started to earn the respect of people, and I started to take, eventually I started to write speeches for him, with his input, obviously. But it turned me into the writer that I am today. And without that person having seen this jerk potential in me and then plucking me from somewhere in the organization so that now I had an opportunity to actually be around leaders who are making tough decisions, it helped me. It accelerated my professional growth immensely. And had he not done that, I wouldn't be sitting here on the phone with you today. So there's always somebody.
That I'd like to point out to people, something that I've done in my career is I've been, I don't think I ever really had any one person to sort of take that much of an interest in me, but I've had a lot of people who took an interest in me. They allowed me to hang out with them. They allowed me to work for them or work with them. But the truth is, they didn't really realize they were being a leader to me. They were just leading. In other words, there was no shepherding. There's no verbal mention of being a mentor or anything. But they were leaders to me. They were mentors to me, but mostly because they were doing what they did best, and I paid attention.
Right. You know, oftentimes it's almost like a catalyst. It's that one moment with the right person who says the right thing in the right way that gets through to you that can change the trajectory of your career and sometimes your life. I'll tell you, Jim, I had an unusual, a bit unfortunate experience, but also a good experience. This past week I had to attend my dad's funeral. My dad passed away, and while I was at the funeral, a guy, I'll tell you, you know, everybody's dressed nicely, but this one guy was, kind of in a T-shirt, and he was looking at the pictures of my dad that were at the funeral parlor and stuff, and he quietly took me aside at some point and said, listen, I'm here because I just want to let you know that you may not know who I am, you may never have heard of who I am, but your dad really helped me. He encouraged me to get my electrician's license, and without your dad's encouragement on multiple occasions, I wouldn't have done that, and so I'm here to pay respects and honor your dad just for the moments of encouragement that he gave me along the way. So my dad had been a catalyst in this guy's life. Right. I had never even heard or known of this guy.
Never even knew it. That's what a great story. And I'm sorry about your dad. I did not know that. What was his name?
My dad was Bill as well.
Bill Treasurer Senior.
I'm actually the fourth, and my son's the fifth. We've been in the family for a while.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Treasurer the Fourth after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.